And the leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement has slammed the Arab world's silence on what he called Saudi Arabia's crimes in Yemen. In a televised speech, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah condemned the daily massacre of Yemenis in Saudi airstrikes. He warned that failure to act against Riyadh will legitimize any war in the Arab and Muslim world. Hezbollah Secretary General also criticized the Saudi regime's intervention in Bahrain and Syria, accusing it of trying to ignite sectarian strife in the region. Elsewhere, Nasrallah criticized Saudi Arabia's decision to cancel its aid package to the Lebanese army and its security institutions. He said the move is aimed at prompting Lebanese factions and people to fight Hezbollah and threaten it so that the movement would back down on its stance on Riyadh's policies.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia said it.
Joining us now from Idaho via Skype is Mark Glenn. He's an author and journalist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Glenn. Now, looking at Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah's comments, he's basically saying that Saudi Arabia is involved directly or indirectly with a lot of woes of the Middle East that's being faced today. Do you agree with that assessment?
Of course, and only a person who has been sleepwalking for the last 10 years or so would not come to the same conclusion. The Saudis are up to their eyeballs in all of this dirty, rotten business against not just their fellow Muslims in Syria and other parts of the Middle East, but as well the Christians as well. There's no point in hiding it any further. So the notion that that somehow Nasrallah would be pulling an idea such as this out of nowhere is laughable, but really, The true tragedy of the whole thing is the manner by which the Saudis are allowing themselves to be used as the hatchet in cutting to pieces the Islamic world in the Middle East. You can understand why the Americans and the Europeans would do this. They are acting under imperialist designs. You can understand why Israel would do this, because Israel is a racist state. But for the Saudis to be doing this to their own Arab brothers and sisters, irrespective of whether they are Muslim or Christian, is absolutely unthinkable and I think unparalleled in human history.
Right, so Mr. Glenn, what needs basically to be done in order to counter this? Specifically, as we're seeing, there's so much support and backing that the Saudi regime is getting from the West. The U.S. considers it as its strategic ally within the region.
Yes, that's true. But again, we have to hearken back to the year 1979, when Iran successfully achieved what none of the other countries in the region did, which was that the people banded together and they threw out Western imperialism and Zionism. And so if it can be done in Iran, it can be done anywhere. And the fact that you have such a strong presence of Iranian influence in Syria, you have a strong presence in Iraq, strong presence in Lebanon, you have a basis there for spreading that revolution throughout the region. And if it can be done, as I said, if it can be done in Iran, it can be done throughout the entire region where the West is pushed out, Israel is pushed out, and the Middle East goes back to being what it was before.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's author and journalist Mark Glenn joining us via Skype from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.